Hey, you. Wake up. Wake up. Rise and shine. Happy Valentine's Day. I know it's late, but I was just so excited I couldn't wait until morning. So I rushed right over here just to see you. Are you happy to see me too? Shouldn't struggle so much. I almost feel like you're not happy to see me at all.
I'm just fucking with you, honey. I know you're not happy to see me. And I'm pretty sure you aren't too happy about me tying you to the bed. Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't particularly care what you want. I'm here to get what I want. And you, my helpless little ex, are gonna give it to me. Oh yeah. This is a little Valentine's Day present to myself. You know, it's been, I wanna say maybe a good month since we broke up. And it hasn't been that long, I know, but you know, I just had a lot of a lot of negative feelings about our relationship. Looking back on it, I realized I didn't have the most fulfilling sex life with you. Yeah, we've done some pretty crazy things in bed. And I dominated the shit out of your slutty little ass. But, I don't recall you ever trying to get me off. I got you off so easily, and you almost never bothered to try to help me out. I don't know about you, but I don't think that's fair. And I know we're not together anymore, but I have about 2 months' worth of sexual frustration I need to get out. And you are gonna be my outlet for it. Ugh, just stop struggling. You look ridiculous. It doesn't matter. In the end, I'm getting what I want from you.
Well now, let's get started. I'm just gonna go ahead and climb on top of you and... Shit! Fuck, what was that? What was that? Oh, shit, I forgot you have a roommate! Oh, god damn it! Okay, I don't think she heard me. And if you know what's good for you, I would make sure she doesn't hear you either. I'm serious. Be quiet. Bitch, I have a knife in my back pocket. I swear to God. I'll cut your throat. There we go. It's a good little pet. Now, I'm just gonna continue squirming my way up your body. And I'm just gonna hover over your face. Feel that? That's my wet little pussy gently grinding up against your lips. And if you know what's good for you, I would start using that tongue of yours, you little bitch. You probably can get me off if you really tried.
God. If threatening was all I had to do, fuck, I would have done that while we were still dating. Yeah, use your tongue on my clit. Right there. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. See, you're not so bad at this after all. From coming so many times. I wanted you to make me do it. Can't get too loud. Keep forgetting your roommate's right next to us. Right in that room across the hall. She has no idea what's going on. Alright, I'm gonna try something. You're doing pretty good, but I think I can make you do better. I want you to take a deep breath and hold it. There we go. And I'm just gonna... Yeah, that's it. Oh, if I were you, it'd make me come before you run out of air. I don't want you passing out on me. Mm-mm. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I'm close. There we go. A little faster. A little faster. Like that. Yeah. There we go. See, you can be useful when you set your mind to it. Oh, but look at this. Oh. Did me forcing you to get me off get you all turned on? Aw, oh, should I touch you too? Being such a good, obedient little bitch. You want me to reach down between your legs and stroke you until you come? You do? Aw, oh, well, too fucking bad. Now you get to put up with what I've had to put up with. Well, enjoyed this little visit. This was a nice Valentine's Day gift to myself. I'm just gonna leave my knife here on the bed next to you. Like that. There we go. And I'll just crawl out the window here. Also, your door is unlocked, so once I'm gone, feel free to call out for your roommate. And if you know what's good for her, and for you, I'd keep your mouth shut. Happy Valentine's Day, you little...